Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 464. So this Friday we have our Okay Let's Talk, since it's the end of the month. Anybody have any ideas that they want to talk about?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be there. But friends who post things that you just want to just say, what the? A friend of mine posted basically, this is the answer to all world's problems. Let's return to it. And of course, the picture of the Bible. Type on them if you believe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And like this, you know, somebody I think considered a friend. And I know it's not directed to me, but I was like, I want to say something, but I shouldn't say something. But I really, really, really want to say, is the world's problem how to treat your slaves?
I have the same problem with a friend of mine myself.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel bad. I feel bad if I respond, because it's sort of like I don't want to start a huge thing on somebody else's post, on somebody else's, you know, page on Facebook, but sometimes I just can't help myself. It just irritates me.
It makes me want to unfriend them, because I don't want to get this stuff popping up and make me want to say something that will make them want to unfriend me. And I've actually had to do that.
There was this guy I knew from years ago, and he found me on Facebook, and he was posting all this religious stuff. So I started, okay, if you're gonna post religious stuff, I'm gonna start posting heavier atheist stuff. And we were having debate after debate, back and forth. And eventually, it just got to the point. It's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't listen to this. All this. I can't watch all this crap. So I was like, I'm sorry. I can't do this. I just got rid of them. So there are sometimes those people you just can't. You can't reason with them, because they got their head up so far up their imaginary sky wizard's ass, they can't see reality anymore.
Well, I don't even know that these people believe this bullshit. It's so ingrained to spread this nonsense.
Yeah.
How is saying amen going to change anything? But then again, how is praying about something going to change things?
Yeah.
What did they think that's in the Bible that solves anything?
Yeah. There's this post that's been going around, pray for Manchester. And I'm like, what is that going to do? What is that going to do? Is that going to initiate your God to go, hey, this thing happened, I better go back in time and fix it, so it doesn't happen? Is that what's going to happen? Or are you saying to your imaginary sky wizard that, hey, the plan that you set in motion is the one that, because apparently, well, everybody, they think that God controls everything and he knows everything's going to happen. So your God controls and knows what this was going to happen already. So what's the point of praying for afterwards? You should be rejoicing that these bombs went off. Not saying, hey, don't do that. Don't pray for these victims. You should be happy that those people got blown up, because that's what your God wanted.
It's part of God's plan.
Oh, there you go. What about the sovereignty of God?
Yeah.
How do you know that's not what I was supposed to be? Yeah.
Speaking of that, here's another subject. Why is it that social justice warriors have this compulsive need to defend that fucking disgusting religion known as Islam? I wasn't even on Twitter. Like, after the Manchester thing, I wasn't even on Twitter for like maybe 10 minutes. I saw many posts by social justice warriors that we shouldn't assume that it's Islam. Really? We shouldn't? I highly doubt that, you know, extremist Selena Gomez fans did this.
I have a parallel topic that I think would work possibly for this. Is that I had it a moment in my head a second ago. It's along those lines. Someone else talk for a minute. It'll come to me in a minute.
Well,
go ahead, Connie.
No, I'm just considering, and I'm speaking up too soon. I don't really know what, I mean, personally, I don't want to indict all, you know, all Christians when somebody has an extreme view in Christianity. And I don't want to indict all Muslims, but there's an endemic problem with Islam, and it is that their holy books, the things that they still, because a lot of Christians distance themselves from, mainly it's Old Testament teachings, right, where it talks about take somebody out and stone them, basically, you know, they didn't use the word infidel, but they don't follow that anymore. They will say, well, that's the Old Testament.
Yeah.
You know, it's only the super evangelical, you know, super Baptists who say, yeah, you know, we think that we should be stoning gays, or they should be put in on their own camp or something like that. They're the exception to the rule. Christianity, and we've said this before, Christianity has learned to play nice for the most part. It's still ugly. There's still, you know, the most vocal ones are awful. But Islam is it, and it's, there's something really poisonous about their writings, and a lot of their preachers, not all of them, I don't know, that encourages this kind of violence to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Buddhists, they set themselves on fire. They don't burn down.
They don't burn somebody else down, right?
Right? They don't plant bombs. They'll burn themselves in effigy. Is that what it's not effigy? What is it called? They'll do that, you know, in a protest.
They'll self-immolate.
They're not killing other people. Yeah, thank you. So, I don't know. It's a problem because Islam is one of the three major world religions. Well, actually, I said four, because I think Buddhism is bigger, is big, but one of the three Abrahamics. And so I don't know. I don't want to just blanketly, I think that's a problem. Like with Trump, it's like, he says, well, we need to ban all these people from coming in here. And I go, well, no, I don't agree with that.
Right.
But at the same time, that we're not solving whatever it is, whatever court it is that Islam is hitting with these people. We're not solving it, or are we solving it?
Right.
I don't know.
I finally remembered what it was I was going to say, because remember earlier in his administration, he said he was going to do extreme vetting, and it proves that doesn't work. And the Manchester bomber was fucking born there, and he was radicalized while he was there. There was no radicalization before he got there. He was radicalized while he was there. I mean, and after he had been there a while, and he was born there.
But his father was in Libya?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think his father was Libyan or something.
Yeah. Kind of, did you think that Islam was the fourth largest? Actually, the second largest.
Thank you.
Second largest.
I know that they're large, and I apologize.
And actually, in some ways, it's the first largest, because Christianity is so dissected. There's like thousands of versions of Christianity, but there's really only
two.
Well, probably a couple hundred of Islam.
It's not as fractured. No.
Yeah, it's not as fractured.
Speaking of fractured, I had a couple of Jehovah Witnesses come visit me this morning.
Oh.
Yes. They wanted to invite me to their church.
Oh.
I said, oh, really? We had a nice conversation. They gave up on me. And I asked them, as I do everyone that comes proselytizing to my house, I asked them if they would be interested in having an atheist come speak at their church to explain what an atheist was, because they did not understand what atheism was. And
really? What did they say it was? I'm just kind of curious. What did they say atheism was?
Well, these two thought it's believing that there is no God. Which I quickly corrected them, and you know, it's typically, I mean, nice guys. They've not these guys, but, and I'm not even sure if it was the same church. Mm-hmm. I think I was in no-fly zone for most churches around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house quite a bit in the past year. Seem to be growing around here to offset the Muslim population that's growing.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But, typically, it's younger people. Too. Typically, it's younger people that come doing this, but today was a couple old guys. Like one guy was, mm-hmm. He had to be like late 70s. But I was asking him why he believed, and it was because of, you know, the promise of paradise. When he dies, And I said, what is paradise? It's like, well, it's the Adam and Eve story. That's where they lived. Until, you know, it's like, until they ruined it. It's like, well, they didn't really ruin it. They just, you know, God was teaching them a lesson. And I asked them, what makes their religion the right religion? Because I was pointing out how many versions of Christianity there were. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, we are the one religion that actually calls the name of Jehovah properly. So Jehovah is our God. So we actually say that. So that's what makes ours the right religion. It's like, really? Well, that's, I'm sure other people would contradict that. But of course, they don't care.
No.
But I also brought up the difference between the Old and the New Testament. And they assured me that there is no difference between the Old and the New Testament, other than the New Testament includes Christ. That's the only difference.
Wow. That sounds like someone who's these people sound like they've never actually read their Bible, or they have their own altered version of it.
No, I pointed out a few things to them. I said, do you believe this? Yeah, I went through a list of things. And like, really, the Bible says that? I'll have to look that up. Like, but you guys are really, that's your job. I thought you read this thing all day long.
They know everything.
What was one of the things that you brought up? I'm just curious.
From the Bible, my favorite was that the Bible says the bat is a bird.
Oh yeah, yeah. I always
read in Leviticus.
Yeah, I catch them on that. I catch a lot of Christians on that one too.
Then I brought brought the Torah that Adam and Eve, it didn't start out that way. It started out being Adam and Lilith. We're mm-hmm. both made out of dirt.
Right.
Lilith was a woman, so can't have her equal.
Right. And they were made exactly at the same time, according to their book. Yeah. Anyway, we got to come up with a topic. I'm still trying to figure out what we should talk about, though.
How to deal with friends who post religious shit.
Or that actually sounds like a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, by the way, Tom, one of your friends, Hector Defendi.
Yes.
He's been posting on all the, a bunch of a lot of the shows that you've been on. I was like, hey, Tom, how you doing?
He's been missing me. I've been fairly quiet on social media.
Is he like a Christian or what is he?
Oh no, he's just a fan.
Excuse me.
He's been missing me posting videos. I hadn't posted anything for about a month and a half.
Yeah, so I noticed.
I did today because of my visitors.
Ah.
And I had some other guy goes, oh, finally, Tom Leeds has finally given up. He's finally like, oh, really?
I had something like that the other day. Over the weekend, I had to go and get my daughter from college, and I really didn't have time to respond to anybody on some posts that I had made up on Google+. And this guy's like, why aren't you responding? You should have Hey, it took you long enough to... And finally, when I did get back, it was like 24 hours later. 36 hours later, because I finally had time to sit down and go through all these things. He's like, you must have given up. Why didn't you respond sooner? It's like, I have a fucking life. I have things to do. I can't sit here and argue with stupid people like you. This is the internet. This is not like a conversation. Like I'm not like, we're not having a conversation. Like I'm talking to you. Like I'm, you know, like we're having this conversation right now and then getting up and leave and then come back and expect to pick it up in 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I have some woman that keeps wanting to have a debate with me, but she won't have it online. She won't have it in a live chat. She wants to have it in a comments thread, which I told her is ridiculous. And have moderators. But she thinks she can have it like over a period of days. But that's not how debates work. I mean, it can, but...
Yeah, you can do that. Some people play chess by mail, you know? Yeah. You could take...
Well, you can if you're the only ones there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't come back 3 days later and try to... What was I thinking? lose it.
You know, actually, that's not a bad counter. You know, actually, wait, why don't we do that? We'll do that a broader topic. Online conversations with religious people.
How to have a productive conversation.
How to or have a productive conversation or something like that.
With religious wingnuts.
Yeah. Apparently, Hector was wondering what country Atheist Ranger is in. That's what he posted that up.
Oh, I'm in Vermont.
Yeah, I know. I know you're in Vermont, but he apparently he didn't know that. So. What the hell? Dude.
Boing.
Boing. Are you having a major erection?
Are you okay?
Are you having an erection?
I'm fine. It was just my other headphones fell off my.
Good.
I was going to say, damn, that, you got to get into porn if you're going to have an erection like that.
Thanks.
Boing.
I'm going to say, it's a. Yeah, but with Wile E. Coyote and cartoon characters, I guess.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that.
Yeah. I when we had Heretic Woman on as a guest, I'm going to try to get a hold of her and ask her, make sure that she knows that she's going to be on with us as a guest. I'm hoping that she will be on with us again.
Oh, yeah. She was on, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, she was on a couple weeks ago. With us as a guest host.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's a lot of fun.
Yeah, she is. Connie, you totally missed it. You should have been there for that.
I was going to say, I'm sorry to have missed that.
Yeah.
Well, she like she said, she's in she's in my hangouts all the time. So, you know, if Connie ever shows up there, you can meet her.
Thank you.
All right, Atheist Ranger, can you get in touch with her then? Please, that you know, and like right after
yeah,
the meeting.
Yeah, on Facebook. Yeah, we'll work on Keller.
Yeah, the messenger right now. Ask her if she's busy this Friday at 9 p.m. so she can be on with us.
Central time.
Yeah, at Central Time. Yeah, and so it'd be 10 o'clock your time.
She's in Canada.
Yeah, she's in Canada, but she's literally hovering over New York.
Sure. Let me see if she's on.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, Chris got his computer back.
Yeah, I saw that. He's like, I got my computer back finally, so we can get rely back on him for graphics again. So that's great.
Yeah.
I've had to rely on my daughter to make us graphics for the show.
So productive online conversations with fundy wingnuts or religious wingnuts.
Let's just put it for wingnuts. Let's just put conversations with wingnuts. Oh, you know that'd be something we could just talk about. Let's talk about a weird conversation we've had with wingnuts, or productive. Well, like productive conversations, I guess.
Well, sometimes they're not always productive, though.
No.
Not in my experience.
No, and you know the thing is, and I've had like I said, I always have these conversations when I have a lot of conversations with these people. I always tell them, I said, he goes, you're not going to convince me. I said, I'm not here to convince you. I'm here to convince other people to show that how stupid your position is, and let them make their own decision. You're
so
not getting
our title.
Yeah, that'll be our title.
Conversations with wingnuts. Okay.
I am going to keep working on trying to get this system to work better. So this way I don't have to get blocked out completely again like this. I didn't know that was going to happen. I really did not know that was going to happen. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, if you caught episode 462 or 63 rather, for some reason my computer just couldn't handle everything. Speaking of which, my computer, the fan that, you know, all computers have internal fans, the one that's inside this computer has randomly just stopped. It just randomly stops. It's like, okay, I'm not like going to do this anymore. And as a matter of fact, this last Friday, I went to restart, and the computer just didn't want to start up because the fan wouldn't spin. And if nothing, if what it does, it goes through a check, and if it if something's not working, it doesn't start. And I had to literally, I had to pull the whole computer up, take the back off, and spin the fan by hand until it got going, and then the computer would start up. I have a fan coming, but it's literally right now. It's in fucking New Jersey.
The fan is
yeah, a lot of good right now.
Yeah, it does me a lot for a shit ton of good.
Okay.
Yeah. So it said, well, that's the last. And it's coming by mail. It says departed shipping partner facility, a UPS waiting item in Syracuse, New Jersey. So.
I just messaged Heretic Woman.
What's that?
So I just messaged Heretic Woman. She wasn't online, but I left her a message.
Okay.
Yeah. I ordered a video game for my daughter. That was supposed to come in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't specify like rush shipping. I just said 2 days, so I'm like, okay, fine. So my daughter's like, Is it here? And every day I check, they add a day to how long it's gonna take to get here.
Oh geez.
No soup for you.
Like, is it here? Is it gonna be here tomorrow? Like, so like now I have to look at the delivery schedule because she doesn't believe me.
Oh no!
Like, seriously, it's like it's gonna be here tomorrow, and here's tomorrow, and this tomorrow again. It's always gonna be tomorrow.
And the thing was that when I got my tracking number, and for some reason the website had said it was shipped by DHL. I'm like, okay. So I'm trying to find the shipping number on this. I was like, DHL is coming up. Nope, we don't have this thing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I had to find an app that just reads all barcodes and just says, oh, this is a thing for this particular place. And it checks literally all of them all at one time. And it's like, oh, it's been coming in the mail. Oh, thanks a lot for telling me this.
Well, depending on where you're getting it from.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Amazon, you know, they tell you who's shipping it, if it's UPS or the Postal Service or them.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, that's what I'm saying is that I thought they were coming. They literally just dropped this in the mail, and it says here it got dropped in the mail or it arrived at their partner facility at close to midnight, 11:57 p.m. on 5/22. So today is the 24th. That was 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not expecting it here until the 30th. So hopefully my computer will hold together a little longer until the middle of next week when I fucking finally get this damn thing.
So you have to play the waiting game until then.
Yeah, I have to play the waiting game. Apparently, see this. Well, that's FedEx. That's something else. But I was going to say FedEx had bought out something, and there's basically so they could slow all the packages down so you don't get your shit as fast anymore. So, and that's FedEx bought SmartPost. So they're like slowing everything down.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's all industry garbage and bullshit. So,
yeah.
Anyway, and they deliver all the packages around the country and whatnot. So, all righty, everybody. I'll let you everybody go. Connie, could you throw that title in the Dropbox for me then, please?
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
All right.
The stories from the midweek and everything else.
So. All right. Very good. And I got to try to figure out how I can fix all the things there. And I got to upload the show for tomorrow for Tatban. So. We got to schedule some time for that, too. All righty. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.